Okay. Sonic overdose on speed? No.
Do you lie ready to die?
Alright, yeah, we are up.
We're up?
Right, what was it? Holy Sabbath terrorism?
Holy Sabbath terrorism. Too much love.
What happened? Got banned forever. Probably a Muslim thing.
Too much love. As always.
Alright. Let's pick up where we left off, which was...
Breaking down mental walls. Chains of slavery.
Yes. Gonna wait for people to come back.
Nothing? Probably something about something? Something? Pickle Rick?
Yeah, probably for talking about Pickle Rick.
Probably about Pickle Rick. Hmm? I'm getting phone calls from nowhere? Awesome.
Yo, what's up, Funky Honky?
Whoa. Ha ha ha.
Right. So, 33 people? Alright, cool. Basically, what we're talking about was breaking down the mental walls, the barriers, in social interactions with other people. Don't...
They need it.
There's all this stuff about power level and, like, oh, the people you meet, your friends, your family, whoever you care about, you gotta slowly red pill them or whatever. Talking about it as if you're recruiting troops or something. To withhold information, to act as if you don't think certain things. Like if somebody, you know, asks you what you think about the Holocaust, I don't know why they'd ask you that. Like pretending, oh, that was such a bad thing and 6 million died or whatever. I don't know, that's not a conversation that happens, but that's a hypothetical. Withholding information and pretending you don't know certain things and don't think certain things is performatively lying about who you are. And it's weird. It's like a weird autistic thing. I gotta slowly, like, tell them about things or else they won't believe me. Just be who you are. Because people are really interested in that stuff and they want to hear it. Despite what you might think. Like, the people who are not gonna be on board with you are not gonna be receptive, even if you, you know, put them on a slow drip for a year like a weirdo. And the people who are gonna be really interested right away.
Listen, this is the thing about any sort of political anything, which is why you don't get into that. People are guided more by their temperament than by their... They're not guided by whatever, by thinking it out.
Thanks for the donation.
Whatever that realm is, it's not a realm of thought. It's the worldly realm, and it's ruled by temperament and feeling. And you gotta stop thinking you can equate the two, those realms. So you don't be dumping stats. Don't be talking about that sort of thing. You try to understand and you try to understand. And the ones that will want to listen, they're temperamentally open to it. You can't teach you can't teach a fish to be climbing trees. I'm not gonna tell you to, you know, you're doing magic tricks.
Yeah, the people who are high openness are going to be immediately, like, intrigued by it, especially if you're not like shielding it. Or saying, like, half saying it or whatever. Double speak. If you're just honest about it, you're treating them like they're dumb, straight up.
They're not.
If you think I'm gonna slowly red pill them and raise their power autist. Stupid Asperger's autist.
whether they agree or disagree with you has nothing to do with their intellectual capabilities. It has everything to do with their temperament and your delivery. So even if they're really smart, because some people are really smart, but their temperament blocks them, it walls them in, it chains them.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. So don't be thinking people are stupid. Just say whatever you think, and if they're temperamentally open to it, if they're not, if they're looking to leave their state of slavery, they're gonna follow you. Doesn't matter. Don't be low power leveling. Don't be trying to lowball anybody, because you're not gonna get anything done. So yeah, we saw Mark Dice saying something about, yeah, Soph was wrong in like saying too much stuff. You gotta let people read your mind. What do I want people to be doing spiritual seances, crystal balls, and tarot cards? No, because I'm talking to people. I'm not talking to CIA agents, and I don't want to be talking to CIA agents ever.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you're making content and stuff. Like, what am I gonna... That's just giving these retards that run these platforms exactly what they want. Which is you shutting your mouth and getting on your knees and begging them to stay. Oh, please don't ban me.
Don't be scared. I think, right on the end of your neighborhood. I forget the name. Forget the exact context of this, but don't get scared, because there are millions of things more worthwhile getting scared of, and you're not getting scared about those things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be hesitant about.
Thanks, Scooby-Doo. People. And be gone.
Don't get scared. If they're open, they're gonna listen. If they're not, what are you gonna do about that? Cry? Spilt milk.
Yeah. There's plenty of people you can talk to. There are all sorts of people who are open to listen that you wouldn't think. Like, we know a few, like, brown kids just on the stream that like what we do.
If all you want to do is express yourself, no questions asked, you have the easiest job in the world. Maybe I do. Maybe we do.
Chunky Fishy Girl doing the work on the front, on the main lines. Iconoclast has started a series where he talks about demographics and making more digestible. There's nothing to make more digestible.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it into a tasty... You can make your big turd. Like, you can polish it all you want. It's still a big turd. There are some people who are down to swallow that. Some people who won't. Who are not.
You think people don't know about all that?
Mm-hmm.
People
are not dumb. They notice. Intuitively.
I was in a public school in Brazil, and people were feeling it out, like... Isn't that weird? Like, people going extinct. Everybody notices that. All they have to do is, if they're open to it, they're gonna listen. That's it. There's no digestible. I'm not thinking about making it digestible. I'm not trying to. What is it called? I'm not trying to give it people like IVs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make people like gourmet meals. And I'm trying to teach them how to cook too. That should be your aim. Don't be making fast food, but you don't be making, like, don't be giving people like banana bags of truth, because that's not good. You'll be sticking needles into them.
When you start changing your identity to reach your goals, only then will you step outside your comfort zone. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll never betray myself.
Yeah, Charles is right about this thing, which is people are not dumb. They notice when they're becoming a minority or whatever it is. They notice when they're getting raped. But they just don't want to wake up. They know. They don't want to change anything, though. So they won't. You can stick it in their face all you want. They were already seeing it.
stick it in their list some for you, because maybe, especially if you are disagreeable, okay, you're gonna be thinking that you're gonna be having the impetus to, if someone is rejective of it, you're gonna be sticking it in their face so that you can see them.
I'll see where this goes.
Wrong. It makes you feel good by showing them how stupid they are and how much you just don't care about doing it and you're winning. It's pointless. You're wasting your time. The fact that you even have to do that, it's not good.
Why would I go into the workforce? I'm a female. I know it's kind of hard to see, but, you know. Why would I get a real job? After
this internet stuff? Be a dentist? Dude.
Raise kids, maybe? I don't know.
First off, like, do you think?
Don't get...
Oh, you said that. You're not going to be getting a job anymore. There's so many people with exactly the same views as us. Sometimes even more radical.
Mm-hmm.
If that's possible. That they get jobs. Like, what do you think we're going to be trying to be? Actors?
Like, I want to get raped.
And that's it for that conversation. Moving on.
Turn on subs here on DLive? I don't know how DLive works. Can I do that? What do you do when you feel emotionally exhausted from current events? Don't let yourself get any emotion from current events, because they're all fake. Don't stop going on Twitter. Stop reading the news. Just do whatever it is you work with. Watch good TV/movies and play video games.
Oh, but you gotta expose yourself to information, know about what's going on. We might as well be looking at
what, like, does it get done?
Decapitation videos and videos.
I already know where I stand on things.
Torture. It's self-torture.
It's not like I'm in danger. I'm not in danger. No, nobody's in danger right now. Anything that's funny is a red pill.
I don't think a creative profession is too unreasonable for you. Gavin McInnes does it. And he said plenty of stuff you can't say. Oh, but he's a gatekeeper. You think they care? You think they care? Don't the guys over at TRS and Storm, whatever, they're out there. They're eating. Eating. I don't torture myself or my eyelids or my brain. Yeah, definitely unfollow things. You might as well delete your Twitter. I don't have a Twitter right now. I haven't had it for months, and it's good. Trust me.
Yeah. The social media access of internet is not good. Like, for the great, great, great majority of the time. Political compass tests suck. We're working on developing our own one, because they really suck at diagnosing. Like, you say you're against abortion, and they make you less libertarian. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I am going for this at the moment.
Whoa.
Yeah, I saw that. You are literally Hitler on the compass, which is good, better than a lot of other options. Twitter politics is destroying my mental health. Yeah, it's just meant to get you emotionally worked up all the time. But you can't sustain. Yeah. I mean, you know, chronic stress, chronic cortisol literally destroys your body. It causes so much health problems, and that's on purpose.
Yeah, okay. not watching videos of people getting raped and decapitated? Aw, oh, dude.
But if you don't watch that, how are you gonna know that's happening?
You ain't terrified. Yeah. I'm gonna self-mutilate. That means I'm brave.
Yeah, you're just not strong enough to handle it, kid.
I'll turn the camera on right now. I'll slice my wrists for you.
Dude, I have chronic stress. I'm so cool. I have so many inflammatory issues. You wouldn't even believe it.
Eczema?
Yeah. Eczema, diarrhea all the time. Back pain. Dude, you're awesome.
Self-mutilators. No different than a cutter. Blue-haired cutter.
Twitch got banned. That's what happened. I gotta watch videos of pissing. Pissing and pooping? Dude.
Chug and vinegar.
Bigger. My channel about? Where's my channel about? Oh, my about? Edit panels? What is this? Title? I don't know. Put this here.
Make the people mods again.
Oh, right.
Chunky.
Uh-huh.
Well, Swam isn't around.
Oh, I thought I saw Swam here.
Hmm?
Pilcrow mod?
Yeah, Velcro is fine.
Been enjoying watching the streams this past week. Great content, thank you. Swam's here, yeah. He needs to send a message again, I think.
Right now?
All right, I applied to become an affiliate here, so hopefully. Your voice is cutting out.
My voice?
Okay, it's good now.
Okay.
What is a verified partner? What do I need to get there? I'm trying to make all the money. Still gotta download this week's streams. Miss so many. Pretty sure the Google Drive links have them processed. You can watch them there, but. Viktor Orban? I don't know who that is. Oh yeah, Mr. Kayo. Gotta mod him.
Yeah, Mr. Kayo. I don't wanna know anything about news or politics. Because I don't need to.
200 concurrent subs to be partner. Okay, so yeah.
Okay.
Thoughts on iDubbbz? Just pray for him. Orban, don't know who that is. Don't care. Yeah, pray for him and his girlfriend.
So surprising. I feel like watching Teletubbies.
A leftist screech about him?
Whoa. That's news.
Hungry president? Thought I was the president of Hungary. Because I'd be hungry all the time. That's what I think about that. The chat of the EU? What's the EU?
What is this language I see? What the hell are you guys talking about? That's insane. Talking about president?
Great to see you safe. Yeah, I'm on. Nobody's in danger. Don't be scared. Educate yourself? About what? Death? Killing myself? Mm. I don't know what the EU is. Is that some kind of African language? I need a soundboard. You got Corona? That's time to celebrate. Drink your beers. Have a good time. Brexit. You guys got crazy language. I don't know what all this lingo is. Orban, Brexit, pills? EU, pills?
Are you sick? You need to be taking pills?
Do you plan on going back to making those skits you used to do on YouTube? I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna be up to. We got like 8 videos on the pipeline right now.
It's crazy. Sitting on a lot of written work. Just gotta film it. Edit it. Editing is very pleasurable, as always.
Can't tail the Kane West pill? I don't know what this is.
Woo. Yeah.
I think Brexit is slang for...
That's the thing I'm worried about.
Saying goodbye? Yeah, bruh, exit. Bruh, comma, exit. Thank you for the diamond, XO. Any stupid Satanists in chat? I sure hope not. We banish all demons from this holy place. Anglo?
Don't engage with demons.
Guys, what language are you speaking?
Etc. has been very revealing to me at a time when I needed it. Don't read things out loud that you don't want to get attention. Rule. Been praying a lot, lady? I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
What I've been doing is I've been praying under cold water, the whole rosary, and I did it like midnight yesterday. It's insane. It was so difficult. I was shaking. Freezing cold, but good.
Don't know who Oswald Mosley is. Don't know what any of this is. Guys, why are we talking about psyops and fake stuff?
It's the only time. Get real. I'm gonna address this. Stop talking about politics. There's like a ton of people already doing that all the time. Talking about Anglo pill, Hungary, right wing.
Doesn't get anywhere. Don't even acknowledge that it exists. Because it doesn't. Twitter. Might as well blow your brains out. Might as well just do protagonist in Fight Club.
I don't like knowing. I'm an ignorant idiot.
Ebola? Why would I want Ebola?
Dude, I cannot read whatever those chemistry things are. I'm not a very good chemist. I don't involve myself with chemistry or pills. I don't take none of them.
Yeah.
Except vitamin C.
No pharmakia for us.
But engage in pharmakia. Thoughts on Angry Birds? My favorite game.
Played yeah. All the time. I actually did on when my I was. iPad. Yeah, iPad living.
I don't think I ever had an iPad or played Angry Birds. Never was my thing. I played Happy
Ebola? Ebola what? Cheerios? Oh man, I'm excited. I haven't had Cheerios in a long time, actually. I want Honey Nut Cheerios right now.
Did myself the favor of unfollowing all political news-related accounts. People who talk about that are possessed. Whether they say the right things or not, they're concerning themselves with irrelevant matters of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't touch them. Not in the inside, real kind of way. It's all trash. Worry about your own sphere of influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Realm you exist in. Everything else is fake.
Yeah, our two latest videos are essential watching for anybody who's caught up in that. You gotta withdraw. It's like emotionally tiring yourself all the time about stuff that isn't even real. Stuff that doesn't even affect you. Getting excited for things that that change nothing. And getting disappointed about things that change nothing.
Pool sticks. Ugh. Pool sticks. Talking about pool sticks? About country? What do you think I am? What do you think this is? A war room? You retard? You're in your bedroom. Insane. You know what I did today? Washed dishes. For my mom. That's what I did.
That's good.
Mom asked me to wash dishes, so I did.
Based on what? Yeah, it's crazy how people are brainwashed to believe that crap really matters in everyday life. God bless. Indeed.
I'd rather shoot myself in the balls than read Siege. Or...
than read Evola. Reading political books.
What is it called? The other one?
Rather kill myself.
I forget the word. The name of the book. I won't remember. Hey, come on, man. Listen, I don't watch Nick, but he's a fine guy. I'm getting on his case about Catboy stuff, man. Oh, shoot. Waking up on the internet, first thing I do in the morning, spend half my day. Okay, you sleep 8 hours a day. What do you do with it? Okay, so let me do the math.
Oh, camera died. Hold up.
Camera died?
Yeah.
They still hear us though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you got 24 hours in a day. You sleep 8. That makes it 16. Am I wrong? Okay, so you got 8 hours of each left. 8 hours you spend watching people explode and die. The other 8, you watch pornography. That's a life right there for the internet living, the political mindset, going on poll. All
right, we're back.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that for Christ's sake. People killing, people dying. It's a Black Eyed Peas song.
Yeah. Netflix, Murder, Rape. That's my favorite show.
News show? The news show. Today, everybody died, and you have cancer and Ebola and whatever is new. Next up, we got coming porn. Hardcore porn. You're just watching? It's your computer, by the way. Just watching it? Netflix.
Sounds like 100 decibels moaning.
Yeah. Blasting through the wall.
Oh, man. Next up, 100 decibel loud hardcore pornography. That's going to blow your speakers down, out.
Taking a cold shower, reading Nevela.
Yeah.
One in each hand. You're watching pornography, going crazy. Your eyes are blue.
That's my life support going off. I just shut my life support off by accident. Well, Lemonade here is worth roughly 1.75 cents. Every cent matters. I gotta pay for like 3 mortgages. So you guys gotta donate your money. That's actually something I did when I was like 5 or 6. My dad found me, I don't remember this, but my dad found me like crying in my room. And he was like, "What are you crying for?" I'm like, "I don't know how I'm gonna pay my mortgage." Straight up.
What? What was the context of that?
I don't know. I must have heard them talking about like mortgages or something.
I'm gonna pay my mortgage.
I don't know how I'm gonna pay my mortgage.
Your dad probably passed out as soon as he saw you.
Murdoch, what do I want to die? Thank you for the diamond, Dan G, and Uncle A for the ice cream.
Listen, I'm not here to hate on people who are political.
Oh yeah, evade taxes and use it to buy hot dogs or whatever. Anything that contributes to the economy.
There's plenty of people who are political. I don't hate them. I want them to stop being political. I want them to get to go above that.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the sense of, you know, superior. Like, it's better for them. And there's things that are more worthwhile concerning yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we don't, you know, hate demons. And people who willingly house them. But don't hate people that just because they have different political views or whatever.
I don't care about politics.
Or they don't like, they listen to like a different type of music than you.
It's the same. Your vote is irrelevant. Your thoughts on politics and geopolitics and whatever's happening all over the world, all irrelevant. Nobody cares. Doesn't matter. What matters is your eternal soul. What matters is your daily life and how good you are to the people who you are close with. So, fly away from stuff that makes you feel desperate and hopeless and negative. Negative emotion is a sham. You're better off playing Skyrim if you're going to be doing that. Don't get possessed. Exercise yourself.
Don't get possessed and don't start like unnecessary wars. Or think that you're in a war when you're not.
Your bedroom's not a war room, it's your sleeping room. Your computer is not like Shadow President 2 where you're ordering nukes. I think like one of those like toy Hello Kitty laptops for kids. They're more important than your computer that you use for talking about politics.
Mm-hmm. One brings genuine joy and the other doesn't. Yeah, exercise routine. Sleep right, eat right. Get yourself on track, my man.
Wake up at 8 a.m. at least. Try your best to keep that. To average that.
Yeah.
And then just straight up work out.
Sometime before noon, I'd say. Because I'm waking up at 9 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, telling you to wash your hands. But, you know, you can eat garbage and whatever.
Wake up before 11 a.m., basically. Before 11 a.m.
Thanks for the lemons.
Get in the nearest gym. Try not to eat garbage all the time. And go to the church every Sunday. You don't even... It's 1 hour. Mass. Go to Mass. Go to Catholic Mass. Quit being a straight-up insane person on the internet. Pray. Read the Bible. Pray the rosary. It's better than anything you can do.
7:42 a.m. here. Glad I put this on. That's good. Just get great. There's a few necessary things every day, which is just waking up at the right time. Praying the rosary.
Yeah, of course you'd say that.
I was getting the sense that you were a demon. Now I know for real.
You're a demon.
Starting to polysphase sleep. I hope it works.
Whoever's typing it is a demon.
It might. As long as you're not falling below 7 hours, it might work.
What should I do?
Virtual mass.
Just make sure you pray. You pray the rosary.
Just pray the rosary. It's 15 minutes. Wake up at the right time, pray the rosary. What's another necessary thing? And just eat meals at a consistent time that are not composed of garbage. Like protein. I'm always like really low energy on Friday because you can't eat meat. So go for the protein.
Get that protein.
And it's really funny that one of the consequences of this are people not being able to go to church anymore.
Shut down? I wonder who did that.
Yeah, I think
spend your time more efficiently rather than church. Read literature or workout. Oh yeah, work your body instead of working your soul. Go masturbate.
The most I think the most important thing, even if you're waking up on the wrong time or whatever, is just praying every day.
Go to church, don't miss it, and pray every day. I didn't read either of my books yesterday, but I made sure that I prayed the rosary.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can let everything else go to waste.
And I haven't been going to church because it's closed! But I will. As soon as it's open again, I think it might be the 9th. I hope it is the 9th, otherwise I'm about to go nuts. Doctor, that's really good for you. Keep it. Keep that, dude.
The most insane paradox is that people are getting arrested for not following stay-at-home orders, but officials are letting out prisoners. Yeah, the crazy stuff that's going on. Just be aware that it's demons and,
We got banned from Twitch because Sophia wasn't naked. That's cool. We got that email. Said Sophia wasn't naked enough.
Yeah.
For Twitch to just donate $1,000 to her.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos sent an email.
I've been praying a lot lately. God is good. Yeah. I'm getting back into it. Daily prayer. Mm-hmm. I did not do it yesterday, but I hit most of the day this week.
Mod me up.
Okay. Librite or authrite? I'm Catholic.
I'm not possessed.
Don't say that, Bertha.
You don't call.
No.
Huh?
I just don't exist in that paradigm. Because it's freaking rigged. No matter where you lie in it, you're getting raped. No matter where you lie in it, you're lying in a grave.
That's what's
going on.
like figuring out where you are in crosshairs. Those are crosshairs. They're aiming. Get off crosshairs. Whatever. Maybe you are like a semiotics person in the chat right now. And I'd just like you to think about the fact that the compass that you are, everybody's so excited to put everybody in, are crosshairs. So don't get under anybody's crosshairs. You don't want that. I'm trying to get in the cross. No hairs.
Yeah, people not wanting to rape you is strange nowadays. I'll gonna take a quick bathroom break. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some water. Be right back.
All right, I'm back. Who needs to get militarily destroyed? Thanks for the diamond. Gotta go. I'll see ya. Shalom, brother. Man, my head hurts. It just started hurting the second I thought about school. That's always good.
I'm back.
Hello.
You know what's worse than being a slave? It's being a slave that resents when other people, when other slaves are freed. It's like the whole black person thing of like hating house slaves because they've moved up in a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like one step closer to freedom or whatever. There's a specific word for freed slaves, but hating the slaves that have been freed because you're still a slave. That is the most, because those people were once like you and you have not an ounce of compassion for them. Or appreciation.
My school is closed for the rest of the year. That's righteous, man. Yeah, hating the level one slimes that become level two slimes.
Don't ever. Don't harbor jealousy. Ever gonna try a Mumkey Jones and sneak back? No sneaking. We might do a stream YouTube account thing. Dedicated for streams.
think all of the people at my school are really something else. Yeah. The people at everyone's school are something else. School is like...
Hunter, you're watching?
It's good.
NewProject2.com/soap is on the screen for a reason. You go there and donate if you can. If you dare.
If you got a dollar to spare.
Dollar. You get the main videos for a single dollar. Just put the highlights. Since May 2019. Gosh darn it, I'm a Fed. You are a veteran.
Yeah, thank you. At least school isn't ran by lefties, but my college is like... What are you talking about? School is ran by lefties. No matter what, it could be a preschool. It could be a private school. It could be a homeschool.
At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if normal schooling was worse than college. To be sincere with you. Because if you're a normal college-aged person, and you go to college, and then you become a crazy person, you're almost... You're literally an adult. Dealing with adults. If you're dealing with children, and you're... That's so much worse. It's just not as expensive. Well, at least not in the monetary sense. But it's very expensive to the soul of the child.
I don't go to public school anymore. And even when I did, even when they knew, only 20 kids out of 2,000 had a problem with me.
I think, well, don't know about that.
Public school will never be apolitical because it's a appendage of the state, and why would they let that go to waste?
Well, you mean, because apolitical, what do you mean apolitical? Are they going to tell you the truth? Or are they going to be moderate? Because moderacy...
Not apolitical.
Exactly. What do you get taught? Why do you get taught what you get taught? Not political? I doubt it. There's not a single worldly entity that isn't. For a reason. Because why would they let you escape? The thing about the whole, like, the cave analogy, the cave allegory, it's not that. You are not looking at the shadows on the wall being cast by the people walking in front of the fire. You're getting your face pushed right up against the flames, and your eyelids are burning off, and you have to be looking at it.
I don't know if you want stuff to be unbiased. I don't know if that's, what people should be aiming for. The stuff you're looking at has no opinion on anything? Better to not have anything publicly funded? You are right.
Kyle has nailed it once again. To hell with moderacy. Don't be lukewarm. Manichaeism, Gnosticism, it's all Satanism. as above, so below. That's moderacy, right? Right in between them. Don't get caught up in that. Don't be moderate. You ever seen a statue of Baphomet? He's pointing up with one hand, pointing down with the other one. That's moderacy for you. Whenever you hear the word moderacy, I want you to think about that. Plato, make sure your friend isn't afraid. Try to help him with that. Convince him that, try to convince him at least that it's not, like, it's really not as bad as people are trying to make, they're trying to get him afraid. Don't let him get afraid.
Administrators can't even punish kids that have violent outbursts. They reward them for settling down after throwing tantrums. Yeah. Guess what that incentivizes?
I've been trying. You won't budge so far. Well, hope you. I wish you luck. I wish you the best of luck. Hooked. Man, like a fish. Problem is, once he's pulled out of the water, it's difficult to get him back. But I hope he does come back. Luckily got over it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not that lucky. I wish I was. It's fake. Don't worry about it. Gotta go eat dinner. See you later if stream is still up. Have yourself a good dinner.
Oh, man. Thinking about school. Getting stressed. Demons. I'm getting stressed because I'm gonna have to freaking figure out some retarded chemistry stuff. The virus situation has given me a taste of what online schooling is like, and now I wish I'd have done all my high school education online. Yeah. And guess what? They're banning online school in Oregon. Guess why?
Man, I'm really happy about that, Plato. Dude, that's so good. I hope he keeps doing good. He doesn't care at all about the virus. That's really
awesome.
One of my friends' father's father, he like was playing Counter-Strike Global Offensive, and he had a heart attack from getting too stressed about the game. He came back from the doctor. He was told he had a heart attack. When he came back home, same day, he started playing CSGO again, got another heart attack. And he's playing CSGO, like, every day since then. He doesn't care. He hasn't had a heart attack yet. Two strikes.
Ma'am. Dude, the amount of health damage inflicted by this garbage. It feels the same as getting stressed out about online events.
Yeah.
Like, I start getting dermatillomania when I do school. Like, rip my fingers to shreds. Don't even notice. Too low. I'm freaking bleeding all over my mouse. What courses am I taking? Oh, you know, the usual, genital torture. The usual, you know, Holocaust classes and,
CBT.
And calculating, calculating how the Pareto distribution, the burrito distribution, the Pareto distribution of suicidal thoughts. Yeah, I'm taking Holocaust class and genital torture. And I have an A plus in African American studies. Yeah, white guilt 101. What GPA is 89% overall? Y'all guys, you know how to.
No idea.
How to kill yourself?
How to kill yourself?
I have a C in that class. What do you mean no one will employ me? I took journalism and gender studies courses. Yeah, I got a diploma in killing myself. I got a diploma in crippling student debt. All the kids in my school think they're...
diploma in Rocco's basilisk.
Mm-hmm.
Getting anxiety. I compete with every other student to see how much cortisol I can make out of my blood.
How much? Turning kids into cortisol farms so you can harvest them.
Cortisol harvesting.
I'm gonna start screaming, man.
Dude, it's hamartiology. That stuff, they're getting taught how to blame everything. That's all that it is, and why it's so effective is because people like doing categorization. Especially especially boys, they like categorizing stuff or something like that. Anybody who has any impulse to do that, you're giving them hamartiology, you're giving them a how-to on blaming everyone and everything. And how to do that.
Producing cortisol.
It makes them feel morally superior. It makes them feel safe. That's why they do it. It's not even, I wouldn't even say, I'm not, of course, they, some of them, it's like, you know, talking down, feeling superior, feeling like a little authority, feeling like a little cop. But a lot of them, they do it because otherwise they'll be terrified all the time. Because if they're not doing it, then why aren't you doing that? What, don't you have a problem with that stuff? Are you... You know? So that's why they do it. Because it makes them feel safe. Defended. It's paranoia. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you have nightmares. Yeah, it's costing the soul and the mind.
Thank you. Who is this?
Yeah, who is this guy? Awesome Vihapuhe? Dude, they're like...
I don't care about that stuff, man. Currently thinking about, the other recurring dream I am not able to kick... is just dreaming about being in school all the time.
Yeah.
Like 75% of my dreams like take place in one of the school buildings I've been in.
It's whatever's imprisoning you, I guess.
Is what pops up in your dreams.
Yeah, cuz I've recently had a dream about uncomfortable online experiences. And I've had a dream about getting lost in the mall, trying to find my girlfriend. So those things are the ones that haunt me.
And it's freaking about dreams. I think we talked about it. You might not have been here, Plato. But I guess you don't have work today since it's Saturday. But about dreams is that you don't want to just, you know, be paying attention to them and investing time in them for nothing. But if you have a recurring dream for a month or more, or you have a recurring dream for a few days in a row and it's really upsetting you, try to reel that fish up and gut it and see what it's about. Spend some time thinking about all the things it could possibly be. Because it's going to be something that isn't really occurring to you. Necessarily. There's some message that your subconscious is trying to get across that you haven't learned yet.
When I was going out frequently with my friends and girlfriend and just living my normal life, going to the gym, all my dreams were silly, goofy, just random stuff that I thought through the day. And once I stopped doing that and I started getting locked like a prisoner inside my house, I started having like dreams that I woke up not feeling good from.
Mm-hmm. So I had a recurring dream that I was having for 2 years, which I was able to gut recently, and it made my life like 10 times better. And I don't have that dream anymore, but about school dreams, it really annoys me because I can't do anything about it. Like, yeah, I know it's a prison. What am I supposed to do about it? Just makes me feel bad.
The feeling of falling? Look up what the meaning of that is.
Dream is about falling and feeling of falling. Yeah, look into Jungian stuff. It's generally on the money. I actually have a book of symbols. I might look at that right now, see if that's in there. But what happens in my school dreams, I'll just talk to... I'll be talking to old friends I haven't seen in a while. Anything, really. Just normal stuff. Or I'll have administration people getting on my case. School wouldn't be so bad if it weren't so irrelevant to me. Like, it's not that the work is hard. But when there's hard work to do that gets you nowhere and is completely irrelevant to what you're actually trying to do, it's really soul-crushing. The worst dreams are the ones where I go lucid.
Paralysis and then people start morphing into demons. Yeah, sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. This is the thing about sleeping. It's... in that state, it may mirror a state of meditation wherein your consciousness is not necessarily bound to your body as you're seeing things without your eyes. So you may be figuring out stuff with yourself.
Your classmates know about your internet status. I do online school now, but even that is... got like 7 assignments to do, and I want to work in a video, really. I want to write. I don't want to be figuring out how to balance chemical equations. Kill yourself.
Your brain may be a mirror or some kind of display that reflects your current state in some way, using your knowledge, or there's two other alternatives, or I'm going from the best to the worst, or
I can't turn Vic up anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm a
master. He's at 100 plus 30 decibels gain on OBS and 200% on Discord.
Or it is your DNA that is talking to you, and that means everyone that came before you and their collected knowledge just manifesting itself. You might be seeing something that didn't come from you or something arranged in a way that didn't come from you.
Does everyone dream all the time? I have a dream like once a month. Well, yeah, basically.
I'm similar.
If you don't remember, it's just you, a matter of you not remembering, but some people have sort of a hyperactive memory. I'm one of them. Like, if I remember one dream, I start remembering five.
And the third option, if it's not you talking and it's not your DNA talking, it's demons. Because your consciousness is in a fragile state where it's not really shielded. It's just free roaming, especially if you're a higher openness person. So it can receive suggestions. And they can be demonic suggestions. Like personal demons or like real spiritual demons? Real demons. 100%.
You want me to read about the falling thing in this book? It's actually pretty interesting. All right. Subject to the stern law of gravity, everything in the world falls. Snow, rain, leaves, unsteady toddlers. In our dreams, myths, and fairy tales, we fall from walls, trees, towers, airplanes, from the chariot of the sun, and from heaven itself. We wish to rise, we yearn to fly, we fear falling. Perhaps we fear that like Humpty Dumpty, we could never be mended if we should fall. Falling is not something sought for. Out of control, we are catapulted into a new state. Even slumbering is falling asleep. Mysterious birth contractions forced us all out of the comfort of the womb as we fell into life. Unknown inner forces throw us about as we fall in love. At times, like Rapunzel in her tower, we know that our life is an imprisonment and the fall is a release, if a painful one. More often, though, the fall feels like a loss and a divine punishment, and our myths picture it, like Adam and Eve's loss of paradise as the result of disobedience. We fall when we are above the ground, on head trips, above our natural human state. Are you gonna say something?
No, I was just hearing it.
Okay. We fall when we are above the ground, on head trips above our natural human state. Getting up too high is risky. The view and the perspective are thrilling. We start to believe that we are more than we are, more special, wiser, more powerful, more important. Then the danger of falling looms. The angel Lucifer, who rebelled against God's authority and was thrown out of heaven, is an image of this. Pride, we say, goes before a fall. Humility is safer. Our religions tell us to fall to our knees or to the floor of the mosque, acknowledging powers greater than ourselves. And yet, at times, heroic arrogance is necessary. There's actually a thing in the Jung book about dreams, which is that many of his prideful clients would either dream of flying or falling as sort of a warning. And one of them was very literal in that one guy was a mountain climber and he dreamt of like falling off a cliff. And he actually did a few months later and died.
Wow.
What's that book called? The Book of Symbols, Reflections on Archetypal Images.
No, we don't shackle ourselves like that.
And yet...
It is not...
No, I was going to continue reading.
Oh, okay. Can
you say something?
No.
Okay. And yet, at times, heroic arrogance is necessary, otherwise we remain obedient children or largely unconscious. Modern sporting enthusiasms reenact ancient fears of falling, ancient yearnings for flight. Skydivers, who refer to themselves as flyers, plunge headlong from airplanes, giddily saved from crashing by releasing diaphanous parachutes. Falling bungee jumpers are snatched from disaster at the last instant by elastic lifelines. So in concrete form, we seek to assert our power over falling and over human limitations. The heroes of myth and real life, from Prometheus to Columbus, Galileo, and Einstein, cross the boundaries of the known and risk disaster. Sometimes they fall, are chained to mountain crags, are forced to recant their beliefs. Sometimes they increase their own knowledge and the consciousness of humankind. Moments of risk for the sake of new horizons appear in everyone's life and are often announced by dreams of snakes or of snake bites, harking back to the snake in the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve's heroic disobedience. Huh? What was that? Satan? What did you say, Satan? Seems to basically be, either a warning of pride or sort of the archetypal, like, venturing out into the unknown and hopefully bringing something useful back.
It's not based on Earth, precisely. You can derive God from physics, considering it's impossible for something to come from nothing, yeah. So immediately you need a cause from that is not subject to the rules of this universe, material rules. So it's impossible for the not to be a god, effectively.
Aliens are just demons.
Hmm?
Sometimes my nightmares are so bad that I force myself awake from them because I realize during it that I'm in a nightmare. I don't know if I've ever done that. From a nightmare. Done that a couple times in normal type dreams.
But... Oh, I've done that. Things started getting too crazy and like things I don't want to see, and I stopped the dream.
Mm-hmm.
That has happened to me before, Plato. They're not, you know, scary. They weren't scary nightmares. They were just bad things. And I got rid of them.
Probably the unknown option, considering I've had fear problems for most of my life. Well, if those fear problems are preventing you from doing things that you should be doing, then I think the sort of fear of falling is a good representation of that. Like, necessary risks. Have you had a lucid dream before? Yeah. But I get a lot of fake lucid dreams. And I don't understand those. My nightmares get scarier when I realize they're nightmares? What do you mean? There's only one time I remember that I went real, real lucid and control things. But it happened a lot that I would sort of, realizing it was a dream was sort of part of the plot line, and once I did and tried to change things, it just sort of disintegrated.
The tree of knowledge could give us a sense of good and evil, while our morality still comes from God. Because God does not give you a sense for evil. The true God, not the fake interloper.
A dream within a dream is weird too? Yeah, I've had a lot of those too.
Or have not.
Like, talking about a dream you just had in another dream. I think that inevitably happens, like, because I'm dreaming a lot, or at least remembering a lot.
Ooh.
Is that the dreams sort of would start blending into...
On the matter of the afterlife, listen, your body is your physical form, so it belongs to... the physical existence. So when you die, you don't vanish. When people die, they don't vanish. Their body sticks around, it decomposes. So think, apply that same idea about your consciousness. Do you think it's physic? It's a physical entity? It can't be. Science has been unable to explain it. You can lose major parts of your brain, you still have. Like, for example, the cortical cap is something that is very recent, biologically speaking, and it's, you know, a very human thing, but you take that out, you don't become like an animal. Like, you become permanently unconscious once you get rid of your hypothalamus, but a bunch of unconscious animals have the hypothalamus, but just about every single one of them. So, your consciousness. When you die, it doesn't just vanish. It goes somewhere. Now, what do you think happens to your consciousness? Well, turns out you can decide where it goes. Do you think you can sell your soul? Yeah. What do you mean by that? You can sell it.
It's interesting that despite how many different life experiences we all have, different thoughts, we all have similar themes in our dreams. That's sort of the evolutionary type concept that the primitive brain, we all share it, whatever. Like, because we all have the same basic survival needs. That the unconscious manifests in the same way, necessarily, and has the same sort of symbolic language. A gorilla cannot have a consciousness in the same way a human can.
Who cares when you're dead? God.
It's an animal.
It's your eternal soul. He gave it to you. You're trashing it? You insane? Why would you do that? It's the best gift you ever got. Nothing equates to it. You're trashing it. Oh. Such ungratefulness. Two-digit IQ? Try one. I'm glad when I was a cultist, I never joined the Shabbos Masons. Don't be thinking that they're subordinate to the other circle. They're both concurrent. You know what? The fact that it's so difficult to even figure out what their point, because they're Gentiles, so what are they, just self-destructing? It makes even less sense. So they might even be more effective at making what they, you know, what they're doing secret. So don't be thinking that they're subordinate to the other group. They're both subordinate to one thing, and one thing only. And I'm very glad you left, because that's probably the worst existence you can probably have. I don't think you can. We belong to a creator. We can't control that. Our creator gifted us with free will. He lets you decide. He respects your decision. Because he loves you. Despite what people will tell you.
Any Netflix shows that don't guide you to tickling your pickle? That's a good question. Naruto. First season Stranger Things, Naruto. What else is on Netflix? That's good.
I like that Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I like that too.
It's very measured. I really like that show, man. Don't know. Is masturbation a sin? Yes. Stop doing that ASAP. For your own good, for Christ's sake. I found out that he killed my dad when he was 33. Dude! That is the craziest thing I've heard all day. Holy Moses.
33? You're kidding. Yeah, BoJack Horseman will make you kill yourself.
It's actually better than Breaking Bad? Maybe. I'll be honest. Maybe. Any thoughts on Gnostic teachings?
Satanist.
Puts you in hell.
Yep.
Something I wish I could understand is how when talking to people close to me sometimes, who have the same thought at the same time. It's spiritual interfacing, psychic interfacing, whatever you want to call it. It's real. On the topic of religion, do you think that Zoroastrianism is superior to Christianity? I don't think anything is superior to Christianity, period. But seeing as the Abrahamic religions were based on it, thinking of the chimp is superior to human beings. Cause it mm-hmm. What about the stuff in Deuteronomy and Leviticus? What about the stuff in there? Goyim Defender, I legitimately hope you're doing fine. Because I know how those guys are in general. And they don't really let you go. So I hope you're doing good. The end of the effing world is great? I doubt that. Sorely. Leviticus 13 has some of the best prophesizing I've ever read in my life. It's terrifying. Masonic teachings are also bad. Well, Masons think that... Don't Masons worship the great architect? That's the Demiurge.
Masonic teaching, all that stuff, it comes from the same areas of Kabbalah, Hermeticism, all these weird esoteric teachings. It all just takes stuff from that and mixes it around and tries to make a new stew, but it all comes from the same satanic tree. And it isn't just, you know, like, everything satanic. Like, truly, if you look into it, you go, oh, wait, yeah, this... Like, it's not that...
If Masons were Christian, then why would the Holy Catholic Church excommunicate them? They don't excommunicate everybody. It can be a pretty tough, you know, you can be all sorts of things and they don't excommunicate you. But Masons were excommunicated. Why do you think that is? Great architect is no great, and he's no architect either. The verbal teaching, yeah, the oral law is a perversion. Rusky, don't be saying that sort of thing about religious authorities. Come on now. I'm not saying I don't prefer, you know, Pius and John Paul, but don't be talking like that about those people. Christianity is the way, yes. Would you follow the stuff they say in Deuteronomy and Leviticus, like prohibition of slaughter of animals outside the temple and mixing fabrics? This is an age-old criticism. That's Old Testament.
It's the Old Testament. Doesn't apply it anymore. Basic thing. New Covenant.
Yeah, that's the age-old thing about, like, criticism, Dawkins' Christianity. Dawkins' idea of Christianity, that they don't understand what Christianity is. I'm not saying you are, you know, being voluntarily ignorant. I'm just saying that's not a... That's something people are given as a tool against Christianity, and it's a garbage one. Because those rules, they've been investigated and revamped, and they're not around anymore. The New Covenant. But it's so long, yeah. I'm in 3 Kings right now. Being gay isn't a sin personally, it is. It's a perversion.
Mm-hmm.
But people have the freedom to believe what they will. Listen. I understand the impetus to say it's okay, but sexuality
and these studies sacred, and
doing things you're not supposed to do with it is bad always. I know how tough it is to even accept that, because that means so much of what is normal right now is wrong. Maybe you partake in a lot of it, maybe, but because everybody does, so pretty much everybody does nowadays, which is insane. but it is. And even if you know you're too weak to follow through with it, just recognize that those are demons leading people along, because at least that's going to give you some guidance. Mm-hmm. Is there a biblical story that represents
there's
the
no such thing as Civ? There's no such being, no such thing as being gays. There's as much like being a glutton.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Sodomite.
Like being a.
Like if you think no, well, what about gay guys who are just like married to men, not hurting anybody? Yeah, look at the rates of pedophilia, of straight up just having 100 sexual partners, of AIDS. That stuff is a...
It'll never be able to be killed because everybody yearns for it.
It's not stable. It's completely crazy bat sociopath. Moral law always stands. It's eternal. Is there a biblical story that represents the current state of Western Civ? Well, there's stuff in the Old Covenant and the New Covenant that will give you some good amount of insight. Do you understand that many churches who aren't Catholic are Christian churches? I'm not gonna let Protestants hog the name of Christianity. I'm gonna start calling myself a different thing. They don't have apostolic succession. They're not. I'm not gonna let them hog Christianity. Why would I? Yeah, acting on the homosexual inclinations. Consciously engaging and enabling it.
Will I would go feed dead? The poor people no. rather than praying for them? Do both.
You can always repent, yes. Not nearly as popular. Dude, do you think this was the biggest threat? Those things aren't going away. And you can see that atheism isn't taking over. The people who call themselves... Because atheism was a big thing in the 2000s, so it already isn't anymore. You know what's replacing it? Heathenism. Satanism. Straight up brujeria. If you're paying attention, you're noticing that's happening. So, atheism doesn't last ever. Paganism wins over it. Every time. Christianity beats both, but you know what I'm saying. As long as Christianity's gone, they don't care. You might as well be worshiping a shoe. She chooses not to. That's really good. Is there a biblical... I already answered that. Just both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's plenty of stuff that you can mirror with nowadays. Everyone who isn't to be anathema. Yeah, there's... I'm not saying that all Protestants are terrible. I'm just not saying I'm gonna let them... a Christian means Protestant? Nope. That's barely even true in the American paradigm. I do hold that extra cathedra nulla salis, but I'm not gonna say I'm I don't despise anything. Atheism is a stepping stone to hedonism? They're the same thing. That's very well put. But they're the same thing. I went hiking with a Satanist once. What did you guys do? Hike upside down?
Dude, was effing gay. Gay, yeah.
You think all of the Bible is literal? What do you mean? I think all of it is
what literally else would it true. Be?
Yeah, there's Orthodox. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that the one fully true faith is Catholicism. I am Buddhist. So you're... that's sort of dangerous to be a... You're in danger to be a nihilist. Or like a shaman, like shamanist. Shamanic, whatever. Ugh. Is the Bible written by humans, or is it written by humans possessed by God? Possessed by God. Guided by the Holy Spirit is a phrase. God doesn't, well, not in the way that that word works. I wasn't thinking of Orthodox either. Coptic? What do you, just tell me. I'm not going to guess.
I had a friend who was Satanist and pagan, but I showed him the way of Catholicism. Keep up the good work, Swam.
Oh, dude! Let me bow right now. Let me get up and bow. Swam, you know what? I respect you a lot. There's a reason why you're the first mod.
Do you believe atheists can go to heaven? Not for me to say.
I'm not gonna be here talking about where people's souls are gonna go. I don't see souls. I'm not taking DMT. I'm not seeing that world. Everyone has freedom to religion at the end of the day. Yeah, that's a libertarian motto, right? But you have the freedom to be wrong.
Free will. It exists.
I'm not saying you're not free to do whatever you want. I'm saying that you might be wrong, and that wrongness may condemn you in a really bad way you don't want to get condemned in.
Yeah. Your awesome self, keep up the good work. Thank you.
What about the church that was existing before the Roman Catholic Church? You talking about the Coptics? I don't know. They're a little too friendly to Apocrypha, from what I've seen. A little too friendly. Don't know about those, but I'm not the one to be saying anything. Now, I don't think there was a proper Christian church before the RCC. They're indistinguishable from the early Christian.
DMT is not just a psychological thing, but that also doesn't mean it's good and you should be doing it. Actually, it means you're opening yourself up to the side that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Actually.
The white Martin Luther was based in red-pilled. There's no difference. Actually, I think he was worse than Martin Luther King Jr. Nick Fuentes took the test and ended up on the left authoritarian side. No wonder. Those things are...
so bad at diagnosing.
Those things suck. Those tests suck. Circumcision, condemnable. Millstone to the neck. Start of the ministry, not necessarily the Coptic per se. I'm not sure about that. Is Martin Luther King Jr. bad? Well, he was for a lot of the civil rights stuff, which meant, like, you cannot fire someone if you just want to do it. Which basically ended up being you cannot fire an employee even if he sucks in the case that he's black. What do I have to give up to enter heaven, and when do I give it up? Give up your sins. Stop partaking in them. Political people are dumb. Please stop. I don't think they're dumb. I think they're misguided. At least I don't think they're doing much good to themselves, which is what I care. What I care about more than saying their opinions, who they're influencing. Oh man, he's turning so many people into... Well, that's not what I worry about. I worry about them. Martin Luther King Jr. was a degenerate who was accused of rape. He had several illegitimate children. Oh, and the original Martin Luther was so great, leading tons of people away from the Holy Catholic Church. You think I don't know about that? Yeah, I read the COINTELPRO stuff too. Don't worry about that. But the original Martin Luther wasn't any good either. He was probably worse.
Victor, I'm trying to quit 4chan. Any tips? I still go on X and SP. I don't know. You can probably get website blocker. Or something like that. That just reminds you you're not supposed to be going there.
As least as you can. That's what I would say. Because I get going on X because that was the one board I went to the most.
Yeah.
But once it started getting littered with straight up porn, succubus, and pictures of... My eyes are straight up red. So I stopped going. And SP, isn't that the
like? It's like when smoke gets in your eyes from a fire.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Hellish. I hate it. So, I get you, but just try to go as least as you possibly can. And if you go try going through four channels so you don't get the ads with the hell, the pictures of hell there. Martin Luther King Jr. dismantled the black families and made them the government slaves. That's true. And I honestly, I'm having a tough time deciding which one was worse, him or the original Luther. Couldn't tell you.
They mock people who are waiting till marriage. Yeah, purity is mocked these days. That's...
I want to puke.
Purity is mocked. The greatest...
You know what people should do?
Levity Cry. Is the greatest thing. Yeah, I was just about to start saying that. I really got in touch with levity back in November. It's the greatest thing.
Do we have to give up all of our possessions and money to enter heaven? No, that's not... I mean, you can become a priest. If that's your vocation, you can become a priest. But to go to be a righteous person, just give up your sins. Quit masturbating. Go to the church every Monday. Pray the rosary. Get baptized. Confess. Peter was a rock Christ spoke about, but I think it was a pun about his name. But Christ is the rock, IMO. The thing is, he gave the apostles the power to do miracles. Now, why would that be?
He gave them the power to forgive sins, he said. Whoever sins you loose will be loosed in heaven. And if you don't loose them, they will not be loosed in heaven.
Exactly. Like, Christ is the only way and no other thing. Yeah, Christ is the only one who saves. But he still gave the power. Like, no Catholic claims that the saints offer salvation. No salvation or... No, you're not saved by the saints themselves. They only lead you their pathways to the way. Lithium, I'm on the same boat as you. Yeah, don't love nothing of this world. I'm not saying, give up all your possessions, go be a bum. I'm saying don't be so attached to them that you're gonna risk losing your metaphysical possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Like your soul.
Yeah, I think I might pray the rosary in the shower today, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I have been doing for days now.
Because showering is already sort of a meditative thing.
Yeah.
Especially, with hot water, you sort of get into a... Like, that's why ideas come in the shower. You're in sort of a relaxed state. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good for focusing. Because a lot of the time my mind is sort of all over the place.
What about...
Okay, I don't know where you're getting at.
I know what you're getting at. You're retarded. That's about it. That was a literal... Christmas is the literal birthday of Christ, by the way. Ron Shackleton, everybody knows the answer to that question. You're silly for even... Do you think you're red-pilling? Easier for a camel to go through a needle than a rich person to enter heaven? This is the part... Yeah. That's a good point. But Christ can make... Or do you think Christ can't make a camel go through the eye of a needle?
The Christ church... can make anything happen. The church is simply the body of Christ.
Yep.
It can be infiltrated. It's been documented how it was infiltrated by the Soviet Union, Lavender Mafia. Things don't happen that wide scale on such a large scale. Because guess where else, like, pedophilia on such a large scale happens? Public schools. And no one talks about it. But guess who's also in public schools? Marxists. Not a coincidence. So I'm not, that's a horrible thing. But I think it's really suspicious that they don't talk about how much that happens in public schools.
I'm not even gonna give this hellhound a bone here, because everybody knows that the reason there was any cases of molestation was because the church was pressured into allowing gays to become priests. Gays are pedophiles. It's our responsibility to take back the church. St. Francis said this. If there's corrupt people in the church, because, no, everybody's human. So if there are corrupt people in the church, you fix yourself. And you improve the church by being a part of it and being a good member of it. Not by speaking ill of the sacred holy church. It's the last thing you do.
Yeah, it is honestly, like, it is a lot easier to point out things. And I'm not saying it didn't happen. It happened, but not by the people that most people think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a horrible thing. Everybody who did it should be burned. Not saying...
Doesn't that mean that I could just be a sinner in Jesus? No, I'm saying that if you repent, it's a solid thing. You repent, you confess, you are on the right path. There's nothing immoral in just having money. Everything immoral in using that money for harm. It's not impossible, but it cannot be done without Christ. Can we know that a rich person...
Who do you think the Pope is? People act as if they're completely different institutions. Or something. They're completely disconnected. You think the Pope is just like... No, you need a community to keep you on the right track. Because we all are really bad at doing what's right.
Jesus Christ teaching where to follow God, not the Pope. Salvation is in Christ. The way you get there is one. It's not by DIY metaphysics. It's the Holy Catholic Church. No one thinks salvation is in the Pope. No Catholic thinks that. No Catholic worships saints, because veneration isn't the same thing. Thank you.
Yeah, and what do we say? Hey, saint, give me this. Or do we say, pray for me from heaven? Because I know you're better at it than I am.
Obviously.
Don't be making ignorant criticisms, at least.
Stargate is freaky? Yeah, it's crazy freaky. I looked into like for
how do you know what I do?
Crazy. You pray to saints though. Yeah, you do. No.
You don't how do pray. You
What do you mean pray to? It isn't worship.
Just who do you think priests are? Completely random? They're representatives. You think they were given power for a reason.
God does not need a middleman. I don't need the Pope to get right with God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't really show up straight up anymore, Old Testament style.
The presence of
God. Because he has representatives. Christ,
right? But God's body, I mean, Jesus' body, the same. That one went straight up to heaven.
He sent the Holy Spirit. Guess who the Holy Spirit works through?
Jesus Christ's body isn't walking physically with us. Because he was crucified and went up to heaven. He ascended. What remained around here was his apostles. And they work for Christ. And his body lives on in the church.
The church is an organism. We are the cells.
Don't you think it's a middleman? It is Christ's body on earth. Because his physical flesh isn't around, but his spirit is present in the church.
It's the body Catholic, that's...
But I'm not. Join them. Can't be in the... They can be, but have you noticed how most of the people in here that aren't Catholics have been being a lot more aggressive about it than you have? And I will say the Orthodox people are certainly better than Protestants. Protestants have become straight up DIY Christ. I think they're all bad, but
who is talking with you right now? My friend. Victor.
You can call me Q.
Sorry, QAnon. Victor is code name.
I don't see people... Dude, I'm not, like, condemning you. Don't ever think I'm doing that. I'm saying there is a reason why people who aren't Catholic are so hostile to Catholicism. In general. You have got to be joking. Is cursing a sin? I wouldn't advise it. I'm not, yeah. You know, I'm not gonna say
better be safe than sorry.
I wouldn't advise it because out of personal experience, everything that comes out of your mouth goes right back into your brain and mind and ears. And I don't like polluting my own brain.
Be careful what you ingest, but also be careful what you expel.
You are retarded. You think Catholicism is paganism. Keep those dirty words in your mouth.
It's called cursing for a reason, and you're not supposed to...
Yeah.
You're not supposed to curse God, so... Not supposed to curse in general. That's witchcraft, man.
Yeah. remarks of Martin Luther weren't hostile. They were rebuttals. I don't think they're pagans or they're evil. I just don't think separating from the body of Christ is a good idea. That's a big risk.
Just try to get all the help you can.
Yeah, try to remain united. Were the knights who killed others during the Crusades forgiven, or are they going to hell? The Crusades are awesome. The fact that they don't teach it in public school is a crime.
If you're going to swear / curse, at least don't use them as someone or combine them with holy words, yeah. As much as you can manage, man. Avoid it. Because that it doesn't benefit your conversation at all.
Holy Wars, Crusades were amazing. One of the most interesting pieces of history of all time. Rylan, you're very lucky. But they probably taught you a bunch of the church is evil, they kill the innocent, whatever. That's what they do. Ugh. Chinese nanoscientists, how we're caught smuggling COVID virus samples in Harvard, it's unsurprising.
When you go without swearing for some time, you really see how bad it is. Yeah, it regains its potency really quickly, and you start being naturally, repelled by it.
Yeah. Knights Templar were crusaders and are clearly linked to the Freemasonry. Yeah, I won't say there were excesses and wrongdoing on the part of the crusaders themselves. But the crusades themselves? Not the crusaders. The crusades, they were justified. Defensive wars of the land that did not belong to the Muslims. I still don't know the accurate one. Revisionist history of on the Crusades in a very bad context. Yeah, man. They hate holy warriors.
Random question, but what kind of music do you like, Soph? I like good ambient music, and I like, I don't know. I don't listen to as much music as I used to. Gotta find some new stuff, I think.
Rylan, what do you think?
Classical. Don't know, not really into that. You want to wrap up the stream?
I can go for a little more, 30 minutes. You're pooped?
Yeah, I'm pooped, and I gotta do school stuff, and that's getting me more pooped mentally.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, we can wrap it up. You want to play the Poom Poom?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was a Tyler fan at one point, but not anymore.
Yeah. hope he comes back like Kanye did.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. It's the only way I could even listen to his stuff anymore. Haven't listened to Tyler in a long time. We'll be praying for him in this night's shower rosary. The shower rosary is a good practice for everybody to partake in, honestly.
Yeah, I gotta pray for myself to do the schoolwork. All right.
It's a good stream. Good stream for everybody involved.
Oh. Yeah. It's been nearly 2 hours of straight up good.
More people watch in DLive, so I guess it's better than Twitch.
Yeah. I'll pray for you, Sophia. Thank you. God bless you all. I too thank you, Plato.
We all need it.
Yeah. Pray for Swim, because he's having a tough time.
Yeah, pray for Swim. He is dealing with health issues since forever.
Good stream, very chill. Had a good time. Yeah, you should. It's nice. Nice weekend.
Mm-hmm. D-shirt unbuttoned. Nice. Always good. Chillin'.
Do you have it in you to scream poom poom with your bad mic again? I remember that. No, I don't got that in me. How much school stuff you got ahead of you? Like 7 assignments and a half of... Yeah, 7 assignments and 3 of them are tests.
Everybody, go on newproject2.com/sofpay $1 for the lowest tier. And you're gonna get all the main videos that you used to get on YouTube. But if you pay more, you're gonna get tidbits. You're gonna get side orders, stream highlights.
You got this. Good luck. Thank you.
And at the top one, you get Minecraft server. So y'all better go there. Or censor.tv, because then you get Gavin stuff. But some of you may not like Gavin. Personally, we do.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty funny and entertaining and good to go with like long form stuff. So you can go on censor.tv. And expanding that site helps us perhaps even more long term.
All right. The poop is done.
Okay, let's go.
Peace out.